the Saints settled their backup quarterback battle by declining to hold one. New Orleans received trade interest in Spencer Rattler, per Jeremy Fowler at ESPN, relayed by Cherian Williams at Pro Football Talk on Saturday, and the Saints kept him anyway, alongside Zach Wilson and starter Tyler Shough, a three-quarterback roster on a team that spent August auditioning the two backups against each other. Fourth quarterback Hunter Deckers was waived Saturday, per Williams. A week ago, we framed the job as Rattler or Wilson and told you the film had made the call harder rather than easier. The answer turned out to be neither, and both. Kellen Moore had signaled it after the finale. Both these guys are capable of playing and being really successful quarterbacks. I feel great about our quarterback room. What survives of the question is smaller, but real. Who dresses as the game day backup? Both candidates made closing arguments in the finale, and both held up. The Saints beat the Cowboys 27-24 at AT&T Stadium on August 28th on a 53-yard Daniel Carlson field goal with 1:55 left, per the team's recap at NewOrleansSaints.com, with the starters, show included, held out. Rattler started and went 8 of 10 for 79 yards with an 8-yard rushing touchdown. Wilson relieved him, went 9 of 12 for 93 yards, and drove the offense to the winning kick. 6 days after the backups lost 34-0 in Los Angeles, the backups won a road game on a late field goal. Carlson's kick was also the end of a battle the incumbents never got to finish. New Orleans signed the two-time All-Pro on August 24th, per Mike Garofolo and Ian Rappaport at NFL Network, dropping him into a camp competition between Charlie Smith and Tanner Brown. The Dallas game was his only preseason appearance, he won it, and Nick Underhill at New Orleans Football reported the Saints are going with Carlson over both incumbents. Smith was among the 14 players the team announced waiving Sunday. The rest of Sunday's ledger, per the team's announcement, contracts terminated for running back Zamir White, the back acquired from San Francisco in the Deion Jones trade about a week earlier, along with cornerbacks Isaac Yiadom and Michael Davis and safety Terrell Burgess, and 14 players waived, including receivers Trey Palmer and Jalen Cropper, running back C.J. Donaldson, linebacker Jackson Sermon, and offensive lineman Easton Kilty and Torricelli Simpkins III. Three of those were cuts the beat treated as surprises, per Grant Shashare at Saints News Network. Kilty, an undrafted lineman who led the offense with an 87.3 preseason grade from Pro Football Focus. Burgess, who graded 83.6 across three games and had signed an extension. And Yiadom, a 30-year-old veteran with $1.5 million guaranteed. Garofolo reported the Saints' plan to bring Burgess back on the practice squad. An intention, not a transaction, since practice squads can't form until waivers clear. Nothing is signed until it is. The reserve lists are where cut day actually decided September, and the two names our last episode told you to watch went opposite directions. Jordan Tyson, the 8th overall pick, went on injured reserve with a designation to return, per the team's announcement. Ineligible for at least the first four games, but with a season still in front of him, which is the better half of the two-month hamstring timeline Ian Rappaport reported at NFL Network. Alvin Kamara went the other way. He stayed on the initial 53, per the team's announcement and Ross Jackson's tracker at Louisiana Sports, which preserves week-to-week availability while his sprained knee heals. Read that as roster mechanics and nothing more. No report this week has him back at practice, and his availability for September 13th against Detroit is an open question. The fantasy conversation has largely turned to writing him off. Jason Katz at Pro Football Network wrote that the Saints brought in Travis Etienne to handle the bulk of the offensive work, and that Kamara isn't even a handcuff situation that I view as rosterable in most formats. The roster spot is the one bullish signal in that picture. The backfield behind that question got its own sorting, and it started by contradicting us. A week ago, we passed along Mike Triplett's report that Audric Estime was expected to miss time with his ankle. Estime played against Dallas, ran 4 times for 46 yards, and made the team, per the team's recap. Devin Neal, whose limp against the Rams we logged in the same paragraph, went on injured reserve without a return designation, season-ending, per Ross Jackson's cutdown tracker. So the room, per Shashere's roster rundown, is Etienne, Kamara, Kendre Miller, and Estime, with Kamara's availability the variable inside it. The rest of the reserve ledger, quickly, all per the team's announcement. Linebacker Jalen Ford joined Tyson on injured reserve with a return designation. Cornerbacks David Long Jr. and Dallas Beanham, tackle Barry Wesley and edge rusher Mike Heldman went on injured reserve without one, and receiver Mason Tipton went on the reserve, she physically unable to perform list. Cam Jordan made the 53, hamstring and all, with no practice report attached. tight end Maliki Matavao and center Cesar Ruiz, both hurt when we last filed, appeared on none of the reserve lists, the only update either injury got this week. Back in July, we previewed New Orleans as the division's best story and its most prepaid price, a full rebuild with no statistical rebate behind it, a second-year quarterback whose repeatable core graded bottom five, and a repair job across the line, backfield, and receiver room that camp needed to show functioning. Cut day sharpened both halves of that. The team's own choices read like conviction. It kept three quarterbacks despite trade interest in one of them, imported a two-time All-Pro kicker mid-battle, and carried Kamara on the 53 rather than stashing him. And the repair job kept shedding parts anyway. Neal for the season, Tyson for at least a month, Kamara unresolved. The August split is now written into the roster itself. The quarterback's side of the ledger keeps strengthening while the pieces around him keep coming off faster than the plan priced in. What to watch next? Where the cut names land once waivers clear and the practice squads form, Burgess's reported plan, Smith, Kilty, White, the next episode's job. Then the two September 13th questions cut day left open, whether Kamara and Cam Jordan get back on the practice field this week, and which of Rattler and Wilson dresses as show's backup against Detroit. We'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFL Verse.